USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fewer Americans are filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Numbers out Thursday show the government received 213,000 initial requests last week, down from the prior week's 218,000. Tragedy is averted as rail leaders come to an agreement that will prevent a nationwide strike. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A tentative railway labor agreement has been reached, averting a potentially devastating strike right before the midterm elections. Railroads and union representatives have been in negotiations for 20 hours at the Labor Department on Wednesday to ink out a deal. The risk of a strike starting on Friday could have shut down the rail lines across the country.
As New York continues to grapple with buses filled of illegal immigrants from Texas, the sanctuary city is unveiling a new center that aims to help those seeking asylum. New York City officials announcing Thursday the opening of the city's first Asylum Seekers Resource Navigation Center. New York City Mayor Eric Adams explains the center is committed to helping illegal immigrants navigate the various complexities of arriving in a new place.
The Navigation Center will allow newly arrived asylum seekers to access the services and support they need, including legal services, school enrollment, and health care.
The mosquito fire in the mountains east of Sacramento is California's largest wildfire this year. The fire has scorched over 63,000 acres of dry timber in Placer and El Dorado counties. CAL FIRE says the blaze is only 20% contained and is expected to grow as winds push the flames into a critically dry area. Tennis star Roger Federer announces on social media that he's retiring from tennis. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Lawmakers in West Virginia overwhelmingly voted to pass a new bill that bans abortions except for cases where the child is non-viable, the pregnancy is ectopic, or there is a medical emergency. The legislation would allow for an abortion within 8 weeks if the child is conceived through sexual assault, or within 14 weeks if the mother is a minor. The bill, which Republican Governor Jim Justice is expected to sign into law, would replace the state's current 20-week ban. Throngs of thousands are gathering in queues outside Westminster Hall to pay their final respects to Queen Elizabeth II. Keith Smart, who is also a former Bulls and Royal Service member, had been among those waiting to say goodbye. Smart explains how he became overwhelmed with emotion while praying in front of the Queen's coffin.
I started with the Lord's Prayer, and I couldn't finish it. It just took over. Seeing that coffin with the Queen in it, obviously I've met her a few times, and it's just too much for me.
The latest Consumer Price Index report shows that year-over-year inflation is still above 8%. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds suggests Democrat spending is responsible for high inflation.
Wages have increased in this weird and crazy Joe Biden economy, but inflation and the cost of everyday goods has gone up way faster than wages, so all Americans are falling behind.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.